2. Jesus appears before Pilate. When Jesus and his accusers had gathered in front of Pilate's judgment hall, the Roman governor came out and, addressing the company assembled, asked, "What accusation do you bring against this fellow?" The Sadducees and counselors who had taken it upon themselves to put Jesus out of the way had determined to go before Pilate and ask for confirmation of the death sentence pronounced upon Jesus without volunteering any definite charge. Therefore did the spokesman for the Sanhedrist court answer Pilate, "If this man were not an evildoer, we should not have delivered him up to you." When Pilate observed that they were reluctant to state their charges against Jesus, although he knew they had been all night engaged in deliberations regarding his guilt, he answered them, "Since you have not agreed on any definite charges, why do you not take this man and pass judgment on him in accordance with your own laws?" Then spoke the clerk of the Sanhedrin court to Pilate, "It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, and this disturber of our nation is worthy to die for the things which he has said and done. Therefore have we come before you for confirmation of this decree." To come before the Roman governor with this attempted evasion discloses both the ill will and the ill humor of the Sanhedrists toward Jesus, as well as their lack of respect for the fairness, honor, and dignity of Pilate. What effrontery for these subject citizens to appear before their provincial governor asking for a decree of execution against a man before affording him a fair trial and without even preferring definite criminal charges against him. Pilate knew something of Jesus' work among the Jews, and he surmised that the charges which might be brought against him had to do with infringements of the Jewish ecclesiastical laws. Therefore he sought to refer the case back to their own tribunal. Again, Pilate took delight in making them publicly confess that they were powerless to pronounce and execute the death sentence upon even one of their own race, whom they had come to despise with a bitter and envious hatred. It was a few hours previously, shortly before midnight, and after he had granted permission to use Roman soldiers in effecting the secret arrest of Jesus, that Pilate had heard further concerning Jesus and his teaching from his wife, Claudia, who was a partial convert to Judaism, and who later on became a full-fledged believer in Jesus' gospel. Pilate would have liked to postpone this hearing, but he saw the Jewish leaders were determined to proceed with the case. He knew that this was not only the forenoon of the preparation for the Passover, but that this day, being Friday, was also the preparation day for the Jewish Sabbath of rest and worship. Pilate, being keenly sensitive to the disrespectful manner of the approach of these Jews, was not willing to comply with their demands that Jesus be sentenced to death without a trial. When, therefore, he had waited a few moments for them to present their charges against the prisoner, he turned to them and said, "I will not sentence this man to death without a trial, neither will I consent to examine him until you have presented your charges against him in writing." When the high priest and the others heard Pilate say this, they signaled to the clerk of the court, who handed to Pilate the written charges against Jesus, and these charges were: "We find in the Sanhedrist tribunal that this man is an evildoer and a disturber of our nation in that he is guilty of 1. Perverting our nation and stirring up our people to rebellion. 2. Forbidding the people to pay tribute to Caesar. 3. Calling himself the King of the Jews and teaching the founding of a new kingdom." Jesus had not been regularly tried nor legally convicted on any of these charges. He did not even hear these charges when first stated, but Pilate had him brought from the praetorium, where he was in the keeping of the guards, and he insisted that these charges be repeated in Jesus' hearing. When Jesus heard these accusations, he well knew that he had not been heard on these matters before the Jewish court, and so did John Zebedee and his accusers, but he made no reply to their false charges. Even when Pilate bade him answer his accusers, he opened not his mouth. Pilate was so astonished at the unfairness of the whole proceeding and so impressed by Jesus' silent and masterly bearing that he decided to take the prisoner inside the hall and examine him privately. Pilate was confused in mind, fearful of the Jews in his heart, and mightily stirred in his spirit by the spectacle of Jesus standing there in majesty before his bloodthirsty accusers and gazing down on them, not in silent contempt, but with an expression of genuine pity and sorrowful affection.